What's good with the people? It's the Agenate Show. Agenate is all we know. So today we are talking. Did Gunna snitch? How y'all feeling about that? What y'all thoughts about that? Did Gunna snitch? Let's play the clip first. I'm gonna let y'all hear it. Let's play the clip, and then we're gonna discuss it. We're gonna read some of these comments too. Let's play the clip first.
Court some startling statements.
Please state after each statement whether or not you agree or acknowledge that statements are true, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I became affiliated with YSL around 2016. Is that true as it pertains to you, Mr. Kitchens?
Yes, ma'am.
YSL is a music label and a game, and you have personal knowledge that members or associates of YSL have committed crimes in furtherance of the game.
Yes, ma'am.
You were present when law enforcement officers stopped a vehicle in which you were present along with Jeffrey Williams, wherein hydrocodone, methamphetamines, and a firearm were recovered. These items did not belong to you.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you acknowledge the following statement? I recognize, accept, and deeply regret that my talent and music indirectly furthered YSL the game to the detriment of my community. YSL as a game must end. Is that your statement or acknowledgement?
Yes.
So look, I think they said, they said Jeffrey Williams in there. We can listen to it again. I think they said Jeffrey Williams. That sounded like that was a play to set up that Jeffrey Williams guy. That's what that sounded like to me. What do it sound like to y'all? We gonna read some of these comments though, because it's a lot of people who just claim to know everything, but I feel like it was a play to set up and get who they really want. I'm trying to look up something real quick. It's a play. I feel like it's a play. I think it's a play to set up Young Thug. That's how I feel about it. How do y'all feel? Jump in the comments. Let me know how y'all feel. Let's read some of these comments. So on that clip, somebody said Gunna is pleading guilty to his own charges and he's not snitching. Snitching is basically saying somebody else did it. He's saying he did all of the events that they asked him about. And he said people need to learn some knowledge about snitching. That's not snitching. Somebody else said, he said it wasn't me. He didn't say who it was. I don't think that's snitching. Don't nobody want to go to jail. I think it's snitching. I think it's snitching. I could be wrong. I don't know, Gunna. Ain't none of my business. I'm just giving you my opinion on what I think that is. I think that's snitching. I think they setting up their case on Thug. They building a stronger case on Thug. They really want Thug and they willing to let Gunna go. Let's see what Gunna was charged with. I think he got the RICO. I think he pled guilty to the RICO and conspiracy, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. He pled guilty to the RICO and conspiracy and got out. Who get out from that? Have you ever seen somebody get charged with the RICO and get out? I could be mistaken. I don't know. I do not know. I'm not no lawyer. I'm not going to tell you I'm no expert. at sentencing or snitching, because I don't know too many snitches. I feel like if you, and this is my personal opinion, if you really was about that, if you really was taking that ride and partaking in what was going on, you got to take that ride for the fall too. That's just how I see it. If you was really there just to rap, and that ain't what you said. You said that you knew what was going on. So if we all going down and the game plan is we all gonna plead innocent and act like it didn't happen, act like this wasn't a gang, act like this was just a label, then that's what y'all got to do. Everybody involved. If you really wasn't about that, you really wasn't with the shit. Then okay. Hey, I was just here to rap, whatever. That's how you gonna play it. But if you was just there to rap, you're not gonna know about none of that gangster shit. I can't tell you who did what because I wasn't there. I was just here to rap. But if you was really about that shit and the game plan is to plead innocent and act like it didn't happen, then everybody got to do that. If that's really what you was about. And whatever trouble come with it, you got to be about that too, because you was about that shit when it was popping. You benefited from it. I had a partner, Square Hun. And Square Hun was a real one. Not a real one because he was with the shit. A real one because he wasn't with the shit. He was going to tell you he wasn't with the shit. So if you about to go slide on something, I'm jumping out the car. I'm like, hey, let me out. Shit, it's cool. You just let me out right here. You know what I mean? You get the chunking him. Ham gonna go run and get some help. We ain't expecting Ham to throw no punches because Ham don't get down like that, right? But Ham gonna tell you out the gate, like this what it is. Like, hey man, like shit, nah, I ain't really with that. Like, oh, y'all about to go do that? I ain't going. Like, and we respected that about Ham. We respect that about Ham. Ham not about to put himself in no awkward position faking. For real. Ham ain't about to put you in no awkward position. I'm faking, acting like he with the shit. Funk season, too late to find out who's solid. It's too late to find out who's solid when the shit hit the fan. You got to know that ahead of time. For real. And I respect Han for that. We respect Han for that. Han ain't about to play no game. So if Han, we get jammed up and Han get jammed up, not we like we doing something, ain't no nothing actively going on over here. But let's say everybody get jammed up and Han with us. You know what I mean? Han can honestly say, like, oh boy, I don't know nothing about that. I wasn't with them with that. Like, all I know is music. All I know is music. For real. That is like, and let it now, yeah. I feel like that's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. But y'all let me know what y'all think. Y'all let me know what y'all think. Do y'all think Gunna snitching? Do y'all think Gunna snitching? And I don't really care, to be honest with you. I'm not involved in nothing that R was gonna do no business with Gunna no way. So he can't snitch on me. So hey, so I mean, I'm not who, yeah, what, like, it, I don't care if Gunna snitching or not anyway. I'm a civilian. Yeah, I'm talking about at this point. So y'all, like, it don't bother me if he snitching or not, but I want to know what y'all think. Do y'all think Gunna snitching, man? Do y'all think Gunna snitching? Because I'm going to say it again. I said it before. It sounds like a play to set up Thug. It sounds like they really want Thug, and they're using Gunna admitted to that. We're going to let you go if you plead guilty to this, because we really want him. This ain't about you. You tell us that this was a gang and y'all was doing some shit. That way he can't say that it wasn't no gang and y'all wasn't doing no shit. He back in the corner now. We're going to let you go. That's what that sound like to me. So is it snitching or is it not snitching? What y'all claim? What y'all think? Is it snitching or is it not snitching? How y'all playing it? And why? Like I said, I'm not the judge and the jury on this. So my way of thinking ain't law. My way of thinking ain't law. I think it's snitching because I feel like if he was playing that life like that, you gotta ride with what come with it. You gotta ride with what come with it. If that's how you was playing it. So I just, then that's how I feel. If you feel different, let me know. I want to know. And you might be right. I might be wrong. I don't know. Like I said, I don't partake in that, right? I don't partake in that. So I don't care is where really what I'm saying. I really don't care, but I'm interested to know what the people think about this. It's a lot of jailhouse lawyers that ain't in jail that's going to tell you all about how, oh, he ain't snitched because he ain't say this and there ain't no paperwork or this, this, that, and the third. That's going to be some paperwork involved because that's on the record, right? Well, he didn't say he didn't say no names. Well, the judge said thug name. So it's a name in there. I'm not no jailhouse attorney. I don't know. Y'all let me know. Jump in these comments. Let me know what y'all think. This is crazy to me. That was crazy to me. When I first saw it, I'm like, gonna release from jail after pleading guilty to conspiracy in the RICO? Like they gave him the RICO and conspiracy? But he going home? I didn't understand it. I feel like something was funny then. But I also feel like this though. Even if he is snitching and everybody thinks it's snitching, he's still gonna have a rap career for sure. If Tekashi can come home, do shows and tour and still get money and be all over the place with security, he's gonna be able to do that too. I don't think nothing gonna happen to him. I think today different than it used to be back in the day. Back in the day, you couldn't snitch on nobody. You're going to come up missing. For real. Man, for real. And that's just how we was raised, though. Yo, you couldn't tell on your cousin. If you your cousin hit you in the mouth and you came in the house talking about he hit me, you're going to get a whooping. You better go back outside, hit him back. I don't want to hear that. So snitching was different. It was just viewed different when I was a kid. Now, I don't think nobody care. Like, snitches snitch all the time, come home and say they snitch and keep it pushing. But, you know, who am I? Like I said, I'm a civilian, so I don't care either way. But Gunna. Let me know what y'all think, man. I'm interested and extra interested. So, man, I'm going to get up out of here. This is the Agent 8 Show, where Agent 8 is all we know. I just wanted to put that on y'all brain, see what y'all thought about it. Yeah, man. Hey, good vibes, positive energy. Stay out of trouble. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. You hear me?